My guest at this time is Kelly Carinder. She is the National Coordinator for Tea Party Patriots, and she joins us today to talk about how the presidential race and perhaps other races around the country may have changed in terms of the tone and focus as a result of a couple of older videos that have emerged in the last couple of days. One is just from a few months ago where Governor Romney was at a fundraiser and said he wasn't all that worried about the 47% that he considers dependent and on the government dole. But there's also been a video that came out from 1998 in which then State Senator Barack Obama said that he was in favor of redistribution. So plenty to talk about. Kelly, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks. I'm really glad to be here.
Kelly, let's take a look at both of these videos in a larger picture. We've known for a while that this race has been couched as Mitt Romney thinks government is too big and that Barack Obama thinks government can be an agent for good. So do these videos change that debate much, or is it just crystallize what we've already known?
I think not only does it crystallize it, it actually brings it to the forefront. And the Obama campaign has been trying for ages now to talk about anything else. They've been trying to talk about Mitt Romney's dog, his religion, the tone in, with which he uses to say things, all of these things that are not actually important to the American voters. And now it is front and center. Do you want a society where people, the majority of people, are dependent on the government? Or do you want a society where people are innovative and they want to emulate success instead of envy it and bring it down? And I'm so glad that we are finally focused on this, what I think is the most important fundamental philosophical question that we're deciding in November.
So you believe that this issue hasn't been out there enough for voters and that this will give it some more oxygen? Or do you just think that they've thought about it from time to time, but there's always something that seems to come up and distract them from it?
Yeah, I think there's been way too many distractions. So I think that this is now, like I said, bringing it front and center, and that we are more than happy to have this debate. This is the debate that the Tea Party has been trying to have. The other side always tries to throw in, they try to get you into the weeds on details. If you go back and you look at the whole healthcare debate, I heard someone once say that we won the 2010 elections in August of 2009 when we had those really heated town halls. And it's because we weren't getting into the weeds on the details of who's getting covered, what is the coverage. We were simply saying government does not have the right to take this on. And so we got to that really basic philosophical question. And I think that we win when we talk about it in a philosophical way.
How would you encourage Governor Romney and Congressman Ryan to articulate it? Maybe just the way you did, but obviously they have been talking about it to some extent. Paul Ryan's been talking about it for a very long time. How do you perhaps soundbite that or put that in an ad in a very succinct way that will make someone think about it in a way that they haven't already in this campaign?
I think pointing out that when people work and they have jobs and they're providing for their children, they have a sense of self-worth. They believe in themselves. They're happier people. They enjoy their lives more. Overall, their whole being is better, in a better place. And I would say if I were Mitt Romney, that's what I want. I want more of you to feel good about yourself. I want more of you to be able to provide for your family. So instead of wanting more of you on food stamps, I want less of you on food stamps so that you actually have a job and you can buy food for your children and that your children can look at you and know that you are working hard to provide for them, and you're teaching them good lessons. And I think taking it in that positive way of showing that having a job is a good thing, and we want more people to have more jobs.
How confident are you that Mitt Romney can carry that message for the next 7 weeks?
No, that's a different story. I don't know. I think he needs to have a good look at himself in the mirror and say, if I really believe this, then I really need to embrace it, internalize it, and put it out there with a strength and conviction and passion that maybe it's hard for him because he's a numbers guy, and numbers guys just aren't always the most passionate when they're speaking. And I think he needs to do some soul searching. And we know that the majority of people still think that the government does too much. So he needs to tap into that and show them why he should be elected then.
Yeah, there was a Gallup poll earlier this week that showed, I believe, only 39% of Americans believe that government doesn't do enough. And so that could potentially bode well for him. Kelly, if in fact Romney and Ryan are able to stay on message for the next 7 weeks, and I guess that's a big if given how events tend to pop up over time, especially in the later stages of a political campaign, and this is the central argument, and the Democrats still win, what does that say about our country?
It says says that we have an even more uphill battle than we thought we did. And that is one thing that I'm really scared of. You know, a couple weeks ago, Obama gave an interview with Time magazine, and he said, if the Republicans refuse to implement the policies that I think are good for Americans, then I will do it administratively, and I will go around Congress. So he's telling Americans that he is going to do things unilaterally and completely disregard an entire branch of the federal government. And so if we elect him on that, then that's a very scary thing that we're giving him permission to do that. And the battle's going to be hard even if Romney gets elected, because some people in the Republican Party are big government people as well, and they get kickbacks and all that. They're invested in the system as is. So instead of it being just a hurdle, it's going to be a high jump, and we're just going to have to dig in deeper and fight even harder, I think.
You're the national coordinator for the Tea Party Patriots. What are you sensing on the ground where you are and across the country? Where's the passion right now? Which side has the edge?
Oh, we definitely have the passion. I mean, people are giving up and have been since 2009, you know, hours and hours out of every single day. They work full time, they have families, and then they come home, and from, you know, 10 p.m. to 2 or 3 a.m., they're doing Tea Party things. And they are so focused and so worried about what another 4 years of flexibility from the Obama administration and what that would bring. And they understand that this election is a pivot point, really, and we're at a crossroads between those two visions of what a people can be. And I just don't see anything like that. I only see that sort of passion from a very, very, very small core on the left. But that passion reaches a far greater number of people, I think, on the Tea Party side than the other side.
Does that mean you expect to see the Republican ticket win?
I don't know. I'm hopeful. I'm really hopeful. But I'm also sort of a person that I don't want to get my hopes up too high. I want to make sure that I'm prepared for either outcome, and that if Obama does win again, then we immediately, you know, go to a plan B and keep working to take back the country. You never know what's going to happen in 7 weeks. Who knows if Obama's going to take us to war with Iran? I don't know. You know, I mean, there's so many things that could happen in these next 7 weeks. But I am very hopeful. I'm a lot more hopeful than I was, you know, 2 years ago or a year ago, thinking that we'd be able to defeat Obama in an election.
Well, like you said, just less now than 7 weeks to go. We'll find out. We know you'll be very active up to and through Election Day. Kelly, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Kelly Carinder is National Coordinator for the Tea Party Patriots. I'm Greg Karimas of Radio America reporting for WND.com.